You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, after years of growing concerns about increased crime rates in northwestern BC, including Smithers, 2025 marked the first year that the crime rates in the small community of 5,000 has dropped. The local RCMP detachment reported that 2025 was the first year in decades to see less than 5,000 calls for service, a trend local officials are hoping to continue. Today, we speak with Constable Jocelyn Fordart from the Smithers RCMP about why policing in small remote communities is so complex and how local policing is changing. Stay with us.
I'm Constable Jocelyn Fordart. I am a police officer in Smithers, BC. I am the media relations officer for the detachment.
Great, Jocelyn. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK again. Of course, we've talked about a few things over the year, but we wanted to chat today to take a look at what we're getting ready for with the RCMP and community policing is working on for the upcoming year, but also to take a look backward and see what had changed, because I know there's been some significant changes over this last year, despite what in some public spheres may be the contrary, but the facts and the data doesn't lie. So maybe tell us a little bit about what did we see generally speaking in Smithers over the 2025 year?
Yeah, thanks. That's a really great question. So I really wanted the community to know through our year in review how complex modern policing is, but I also wanted people to know what we're working on and what we're seeing. And the number one call for service that we get in Smithers as police officers are traffic-related calls. And these calls are driven by community members calling in impaired driving, collisions, and road safety. So that's our number one call for service. Our number two call for service are wellness checks. Wellness checks are calls for assistance to community members who people are concerned about. They make up a significant amount of our time. Sometimes it involves, 3 to 4 hours of a police officer's time coming up with safety plans and connecting folks who have mental health concerns or are vulnerable, who are in crisis, to partner agencies who can stabilize and follow up. So the biggest message I think that I wanted to give for 2025 was that your police officers in Smithers are busy with social issues and not with crime. And I think it's really important for community to know that that's the work that your police officers are doing in Smithers.
Yeah. Have we seen years where there have been more crime related calls than what you just laid out there with traffic and wellness checks?
Mm-hmm. Well, 2025 was actually a year where it's the first year in 25 years that we've seen less than 5,000 calls for service. So I think that speaks to a lot of the work that our partner agencies have been doing in Smithers, because we have seen a decrease in calls over like last year than we have in previous years. And I think that that speaks to the work that the detachment's doing with collaborating with partner agencies and moving work that's not related to crime back where it should be to partner agencies to provide the supports that people need so they don't come into contact with police. And that's something that we've seen through the warming center.
Interesting. That was one thing that definitely stood out. As you mentioned, there were two things that we talked about earlier this year. One was due to some prolific offenders, there was a significant drop in petty crime and theft in 2025. But also, as you mentioned, there's been a clear indication that the help of the warming shelter, the emergency warming shelter that has opened up recently in November in Smithers, has also helped with some of this. Tell me a little bit more about those statistics and what you're actually seeing.
Yeah, so we took the statistics compared the same late fall period in 2024 to the same period in 2025 to coincide with the opening of the warming shelter, and looked at our specifically our theft related calls for service. And that has to do with a qualitative analysis too of police officers saying, hey, like, we feel like since the warming shelter has opened, you know, qualitatively and anecdotally from our perspective, we're seeing less survival thefts. You know, let's take a look at our statistics and see what's happening. So with that information, I went to our crime analyst and pulled those quantitative statistics to show that there actually was over a 60% drop in theft-related calls for that same period for the warming shelter. And a lot of that too is based on the fact that the previous year in 2024, we were seeing people stealing propane tanks, seeing people stealing generators, seeing people steal items that they needed to keep themselves warm. And so while many factors do affect crime trends, and I do recognize that, when you provide safe shelter and basic supports, it does reduce theft linked to survival needs and that crisis-driven behavior that we saw in 2024.
Okay. The other thing, Jocelyn, I wanted to follow up on, you know, you mentioned, and we can get in a little bit more to the numbers perhaps, but you mentioned that the most calls that the RCMP got this year in Smithers was around traffic violations, calls from other motorists seeing erratic driving, you know, under the influence. Tell me more about what is the trend that you're still seeing these days in 2025, but as I understand it, this has been a trend always that has been more heightened in rural communities. So tell me a little bit about the history, but also what you're seeing nowadays.
Yeah, I think that historically and even still today, with looking at our 2026 statistics, just even for the first, you know, 113 calls we've had this year, still yet again, the number one call for service we're getting is traffic-related complaints. And perhaps that's because traffic safety does affect everyone. These are collisions, this is unsafe driving, these are impaired driving concerns, and these calls for service require an immediate response from police. And impaired driving does remain a serious public safety issue, and enforcement happens through patrols, but also through calls for service and investigations from the community.
Wow. You mentioned this was the first time that we've seen less than 5,000 calls to the RCMP in a couple of decades. What percentage still, in terms of numbers, are you dealing with the traffic violations? And why does this seem so prevalent still, even with all the education that has been out there and that even the RCMP has done with, you know, no driving under the influence and business of that nature? Why do you think this is still going on? What's the understanding of the trend?
You know what, Dan? I wish I had that answer. I sit here and I think about, you know, how traffic safety affects everyone, slowing down, driving the speed limit, you know, following the speed limit in school zones, keeping each other safe, not drinking and driving. I sit and I think about the volume of work that we do as a law enforcement organization to try to educate community, educate young people about the dangers of drinking and driving, of unsafe driving, of distracted driving. Distracted driving does still remain the number one cause for collisions. So I wish I could sit here and say that there was more we could do. I'm just yet again, you know, sit here and think like we've done so much education to the public and so much information has gone out, yet I don't understand why we're still having this as our number one call for service and why people aren't taking care of each other a little bit better in our community.
Yeah. Okay. Just the last thing for you, Jocelyn, you mentioned that this is the first time in about 20 years that you've seen less than 5,000 calls to the RCMP. A lot of that to do with the partnerships and the relationships that have been built with, as you mentioned, other organizations. What in particular are the RCMP a part of with these other groups? How do you communicate, and what are you a part of to make sure that you're all working on the same page together?
By far the best crime prevention program I've been involved in my 2 decades of policing has been the Smithers Situation Table. And that's something that I'm very proud to talk about. It's something I'm very proud to say that we co-chair along with the town and our partner agencies. And it's a place where police can bring families and individuals who are experiencing crisis, who are coming into contact with the police for issues unrelated to crime. And we can mobilize our partner agencies to take those individual and those families, you know, away from the work of a frontline police officer, back to Northern Health, back to, you know, housing, and back to the anti-violence sector, where, you know, those support services are able to provide people with the supports that they need so that they don't come into contact with police. So the situation table, I truly believe, has really is responsible for those less than 5,000 calls a year, because now instead of having somebody come into contact with the police multiple times for issues unrelated to crime, now maybe they're coming into contact with the police once for an issue unrelated to crime, and now we're able to connect them to the support services they need, so they are not having those repeat contacts with us, which is quite frankly beneficial for everyone. We don't police housing, we don't police homelessness, we don't police mental health concerns, and yet these are concerns that still often fall to the frontline members, and they really shouldn't. We really should have the partner agencies supporting those people so that we're not criminalizing those health concerns. How complex I think modern policing is, and how much I really want the community to know that, you know, we do see them, we hear them, we understand, you know, their frustration with what they perceive to be happening around in their community, and that we are working and trying our best to work with our partner agencies to address public safety issues. And public safety is more than crime. And so I think responding to crime is about safety and prevention and working together to support community. And I want our community to know that we as the detachment are working really hard with our partner agencies as a big team.
Jocelyn, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much for joining us again and giving us your insight, and good luck in 2026. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.